Welcome to the Noracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, A.
And I'm B.
Today, we're looking at a fascinating disconnect between the tech industry and the general public. We've all seen the press releases, the product updates, and the endless branding pushing AI features. But it turns out, consumers might actually be getting sick of it.
Yeah, we have some new data showing that slapping AI on your product might actually be driving people away, which is a huge wake-up call for marketing departments everywhere. It really forces us to ask whether the tech bubble has lost touch with what everyday users actually want.
We'll also be diving into Epic Games taking a direct shot at Perforce with a brand new open-source version control system built specifically for game development. Version control isn't usually front-page news, but when the creators of Unreal Engine decide to rewrite the infrastructure rules, the entire industry pays attention.
Plus, a quick look at the new king of the open weights AI leaderboard, and a cautionary tale about digital hoarding and paywalls holding your nostalgic photos hostage.
Let's get into it. So, we've talked a lot on this show about the push to integrate AI into literally everything. But a new report from WordPress VIP suggests that corporate strategy is completely out of step with consumer sentiment. According to their survey of 2,000 participants, 60% of U.S. consumers state that seeing AI in brand messaging is an active turnoff.
And that survey wasn't just a small niche group. It was conducted by WordPress VIP and included 1,200 U.S. adults alongside 800 enterprise executives. The fact that 60% of the consumer group views AI branding negatively is a massive red flag for companies that have pivoted their entire marketing strategy to emphasize artificial intelligence.
Right. And maybe the most damning stat from the report, 61% of consumers cannot name a single brand that uses AI well in its messaging. And 16% believe no business uses it well at all.
That really highlights the fatigue. When every company, from enterprise software to toothpaste brands, is claiming to be AI-powered, the term loses all meaning. It just becomes a hollow buzzword. Consumers aren't stupid. They know when a feature is genuinely useful versus when a marketing team just wanted to ride the hype cycle to boost their stock price.
What's really interesting is the trust deficit. The report found that 86% of consumers do not fully trust AI and continue to seek out original source material. That's a huge majority of people who are essentially fact-checking the AI because they assume it might be hallucinating or providing biased information.
Exactly. And that creates a real tension. On one hand, businesses are prioritizing AI-driven discoverability and content generation to improve search visibility. They want to be the AI-first solution, capturing users right at the top of the funnel. But if 86% of your users don't trust the output and are leaving your platform to verify the information elsewhere, you're not actually providing the value you think you are. You might even be undermining your long-term brand trust.
I think the turnoff factor isn't necessarily a wholesale rejection of the underlying technology itself. People use AI every day when it's invisible and when it solves a real problem. Think about spam filters, recommendation algorithms, or even computational photography on smartphones. People love those features because they work seamlessly. But when you put AI in giant neon letters on the box, it sets off alarm bells.
Right, because right now AI in marketing often translates to, we replaced human customer service with a frustrating chatbot, or we generated a bunch of mediocre SEO articles so you have to scroll further to find the recipe. It's associated with a degradation of quality and a loss of the human touch.
Critics argue that brands need to stop talking about the underlying technology and start talking about the benefit. If your AI feature saves me 10 minutes a day, tell me about the 10 minutes. Don't tell me about the neural network or the large language model running in the background. The consumer just wants to know how it makes their life easier.
It's the classic show, don't tell. But it's hard for companies to resist, especially when investors are rewarding anything with AI attached to it. The enterprise executives in that survey are probably feeling immense pressure from their boards to demonstrate their AI strategy, which leads to this performative AI branding that consumers clearly hate.
Do you think we're going to see a shift back to emphasizing human-centric quality? Like, will 100% human-made become a premium marketing angle in the near future?
We're already seeing glimpses of that in creative industries, like writing and illustration. But for everyday software and services, I think the term AI will just fade into the background. It'll become like cloud computing. 10 years ago, everything was the cloud. Now, no one cares if your app uses the cloud. It's just expected infrastructure. AI will likely follow the exact same trajectory.
The challenge right now is navigating this awkward transitional phase. Brands have to figure out how to communicate the benefits of these new tools without triggering that consumer skepticism. And based on the WordPress VIP data, most of them are failing spectacularly.
Yeah, if 16% of people think literally no one is doing it right, the bar is on the floor. It's an incredible opportunity for a brand to stand out by just being honest and transparent, rather than relying on vague tech jargon.
So the takeaway for product teams and marketers listening, maybe do a find and replace on your landing page and see if you can explain what your product does without using the letters A and I. You might find your messaging gets a lot clearer.
All right, moving from marketing to the trenches of game development. At Unreal Fest on June 17th, Epic Games dropped a pretty massive announcement for the developer community. They are launching an open-source version control system called Lore.
This is a huge deal. For anyone outside of game dev, version control is basically how teams manage changes to their code and assets over time. In traditional software engineering, Git has essentially won. Everyone uses Git, whether it's via GitHub or GitLab. But in game development, Git is notoriously terrible at handling what the industry relies on most, massive binary files.
Exactly. We're talking gigabytes of high-resolution textures, complex 3D models, uncompressed audio files, and compiled engine binaries. Git was designed for text-based source code. It tracks line-by-line changes. When you throw a 500-megabyte texture file at Git and then update that file 10 times, Git doesn't just store the diffs, it stores the whole file over and over. The repository size explodes and performance grinds to an absolute halt.
Which is why the AAA game industry has historically been locked into proprietary, centralized systems, most notably Perforce. Perforce is the industry standard because it can handle those massive binaries efficiently. It also supports exclusive file locking, which is crucial. You can't merge two different edits to a 3D model like you can with text code. File locking ensures two artists don't accidentally edit the same asset at the same time and overwrite each other's work.
But Perforce is notoriously expensive. It requires specialized server maintenance, and honestly, a lot of developers find it incredibly clunky compared to modern distributed workflows. So Epic stepping in with Lore is a direct shot at that long-standing monopoly.
And Epic isn't just releasing this blindly as an experiment. Lore has actually been battle-tested internally for quite some time. It's the core engine behind Unreal Revision Control, which is what they use within the Unreal Editor for Fortnite, or UEFN. So it's already handling versioning for thousands of creators actively building complex Fortnite experiences every single day.
That internal testing is critical. You don't want to trust your studio's multi-million dollar game assets to an unproven version control system. The fact that it's handling the massive traffic of UEFN proves it has the architecture to scale.
What makes Lore particularly interesting is that it's completely open source. Epic is actively trying to build a community around it, which is the exact opposite of the proprietary, closed garden approach of Perforce. But it does raise some serious questions about long-term governance.
Right. Some developers in the community are already pointing out the risks of adopting a critical infrastructure tool that is entirely developed and maintained by a single, massive for-profit company like Epic Games. If Epic decides in 3 years that Lore isn't a priority anymore, or if they take it in a direction that only benefits the Unreal Engine ecosystem, studios that adopted it could be left stranded.
That's a very valid concern. Epic says it's open source, but open source doesn't always mean community-driven. If Epic holds all the keys to the roadmap and ignores pull requests that help competing engines like Unity or Godot, it's essentially just free infrastructure provided by a corporate giant to lock you into their ecosystem.
But for indie studios or mid-sized teams that simply can't afford Perforce licenses, Lore might be a godsend. Right now, smaller teams often try to hack together Git with LFS, large file storage, which is famously fragile. Or they use tools like Plastic SCM, which Unity bought. Having a robust, free, open-source alternative backed by the creators of Unreal Engine is an incredibly appealing proposition.
It's also a brilliantly smart strategic move for Epic. By providing the underlying infrastructure for version control, they lower the barrier to entry for game development as a whole. That ultimately brings more people into the Unreal ecosystem, making it easier for students and hobbyists to start collaborating on professional-grade tools.
Do you think Lore has the potential to actually disrupt Perforce at the AAA level? Or is it going to stay a niche tool for UEFN and smaller indie devs?
It's going to be an uphill battle to unseat Perforce in established AAA studios. Those companies have pipelines, custom tooling, and automated build systems built around Perforce that are decades old. Ripping all of that out and replacing it with Lore would be a logistical nightmare that could halt production for months. But for new studios spinning up today, I think Lore becomes a very serious contender right out of the gate.
It's definitely one to watch closely. If Epic can prove that Lore integrates smoothly with other engines, not just Unreal, it could become the new standard for managing binary-heavy projects, even outside of game dev. Think about video production, spatial computing, or architectural visualization.
Yeah. Any industry dealing with massive non-text assets has been waiting for a better version control solution for years. Epic might have just delivered exactly what they need.
All right, let's pivot and hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
First up, a quick follow-up to our coverage of Zipu AI's GLM 5.2 from a few days ago. The model has officially taken the crown as the leading open weights model on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index.
Yeah, it hit a score of 51, which puts it in the same league as proprietary frontier models. It's a massive win for the open weights community, especially considering you can run this locally without relying on a cloud API, assuming you have the hardware to handle its 40 billion active parameters.
And finally, a cautionary tale about digital hoarding. A blogger over at looter.dev recently tried to access an old photo bucket account to retrieve some nostalgic images, only to hit a paywall demanding $5 a month to reclaim your memories.
It's infuriating. These platforms offered free hosting for years, and now they're holding users' personal data hostage. Though, if you're in the EU, Hacker News commenters pointed out you might be able to use GDPR Articles 15 and 20 to force them to hand over your data for free. But it's a stark reminder. If you don't control the storage, you don't really own the files.
That's a great lesson to end on. Always back up your data locally.
And maybe use Lore to version control it?
Exactly. That's going to do it for today's episode of the Noracast Tech Briefing. You can find links to all the stories we discussed in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.